This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the big pandemic changes in this economy, and something we've covered, you know, a lot, especially when it first started happening, is that Americans are leaving expensive coastal cities and moving to places that are cheaper. Housing, general cost of living, just cheaper. And there was some wailing and gnashing of teeth that that might not be great for the economy. Or quite the opposite, wrote Heather Long in the Washington Post the other day. She is here to discuss, and I will note, not on a Friday. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Kai.
Okay, so the supposition has been that this internal migration, if you will, has not been great for the economy. And I want to understand why we all thought that.
Well, traditionally, we wanted as many smart, talented people centered together, and particularly where the money was, where the people were, where the hip places to eat were, that there was just this belief that when you got all that together in what we call the superstar cities, like the New York and LA and San Francisco, that great things would happen. And certainly for the past several decades, we saw really strong GDP growth, really strong income growth, obviously a lot of job growth in those superstar cities. But suddenly, during the pandemic, some of that was turned on its head. And part of it was the Zoom effect.
Right.
You know, you didn't have to be sitting in the middle of a cafe in Soho in Manhattan in order to benefit from being surrounded by and connected to a lot of really interesting people.
What this is all about, this what your column is all about and this phenomenon is all about, is the ability that we, you know, mostly white collar workers, frankly, and we'll get to that in a minute, the ability that we now have to be productive, to keep productivity high, and that way the corporate bosses are okay with that. Talk about, first of all, why productivity matters here.
Well, it matters to the overall economy because that's one of the two key elements that propels growth and hopefully leads to a higher standard of living for all of us. You either need more workers or you need workers producing more per hour.
Right. And now it's okay with the corporate bosses because we can be in, you know, Jacksonville or in Charlotte or any one of these other number of cities and still get on a Zoom with our employers in Los Angeles or New York, right? And they're good with that.
Yeah, but it goes beyond that, Kai. And I think what really interested me in this is, okay, we all get the basics of the Zoom phenomenon. Yeah, I could be talking to you from across the country or right. From up, you know, on the beach somewhere. But what's interesting about this is a lot of the people who moved were highly educated millennials, in many cases with kids, mm-hmm. and they wanted more room, and they moved from the superstar cities to what I would call the rising star cities, you know, the Phoenix, Arizona, or San Antonio, or Jacksonville, or Charlotte. These are still pretty big cities. They're not, you know, multi-millions, they're right. Kind of around 1 million people. And those cities were primed to take off. They were sort of primed to start having the same superstar effect. And suddenly they got an influx of talent and an influx of money that was moving into those places. And it's really helped fuel an entrepreneurship boom in a lot of those cities. And we just saw the job number come out today for last year. And you can almost overlay the map of where people were moving
right.
to where a lot of the job creation and new business creation has happened.
Is this making those cities, the Phoenixes et al, is it making them richer?
Well, that's the hope. And
yeah.
The early signs are very promising, certainly with the job growth and with the entrepreneurship growth that we're seeing there. And a lot of people who move there, look, they probably miss a few things from mm-hmm. their prior location. I've certainly seen some articles of regret for some people who move. But, you know, by and large, people feel richer because housing for them is so much cheaper. That doesn't mean it's cheap in some of these places, but it's so much cheaper relative to a New York or a San Francisco.
Right. But if I'm living in Phoenix and I got all these people coming in from, you know, L.A., housing for me is going to get more expensive. And those chic restaurants are going to get more expensive, too. So it can't be all upside for the Phoenixes and everybody.
It's so true. And I did get flooded with emails from people who live in a number of these places who are making just that argument
right.
that, hey, it's not been that great for me. But you hope over the long term that we can basically see a bunch of mini Silicon Valleys across the country, you know, that places will be the hub for AI integrating with manufacturing or semiconductors
right.
or logistics. Like that would be a huge boom in a lot of places. We want a lot more of these rising stars.
Right. Super quick on the way out here, though. What does it mean for the previous superstar cities, the LAs and the New Yorks? You point out, I think, that LA lost more people than any other city in the pandemic, right? Or do I have that wrong?
They did. The good
Right.
news is the hemorrhaging has stopped.
Okay. All right.
So, it was sort of 2 years of outflow, and now we're starting to see the stabilization in a lot of those places.
Right.
And over time, they're going to attract more talent back, for sure. But I think there's a lot of hope that many of the people who moved and locked in those really cheap housing deals are probably going to stay in the Charlotte and Phoenix
Right.
and places like that.
Right. Heather Long, economics columnist at the Washington Post. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Kai.